fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore with the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, March 25th, 2007. That, of course, was Barry Sadler singing the Ballad of the Green Berets, the number one song in the United States of America in 1966, in case you didn't know that. Back in the 60s and 50s and earlier, frequently songs told a little story in the 3 minutes or so that they ran, and you could actually understand the words. Compared to many of the songs now where I don't have a clue what they're saying in their little songs that they sing, and or the lyrics are so disgusting I really don't want to hear them. In the case of many of these so-called rap songs, rap being short for rapport. You're not getting any rapport with me when you have disgusting street language of a most disgusting and vile nature. I have no desire to hear that. Lonnie from Canada, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Mr. Moore?
Good. What's on your mind this week?
Actually, it's funny. You're just mentioning some of these rap lyrics and whatnot. I work in the music industry, and I don't understand what they're saying either. I hear it all the time. Some of it's really bad.
Well, there was a it goes back 8 or 10 years ago. Charlton Heston was a stockholder in one of these huge music companies.
Right.
And showed up at a stockholders meeting. And he got, because of who he is, he got permission to get the floor and just read in his baritone voice. I don't know if his voice is probably deeper than mine, the lyrics from one of these songs to the stockholders. These vile, disgusting street language lyrics. And that's exactly what they are, vile and disgusting street language.
You know, and it is having an impact on the people listening, because I travel around the world and I am exposed to young audiences all the time, and you will lose your faith in humanity being around these
people. Absolutely. Hold on, Lonnie. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
It's In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th day of March, 2007. We've got Lonnie from the frozen hinterland of Canada. Are you there, Lonnie?
I am. Actually, it's not that bad today. It's above zero and hardly any snow on the ground. It's quite nice.
Did you say zero?
Above zero. It's somewhere, if I had to guess.
Fahrenheit or centigrade?
Centigrade.
So what's that? Zero centigrade is 32 Fahrenheit, right?
That's right, yeah. So if I had to
guess, 80 degrees. It's 80 degrees where I am.
You're kidding. Wow.
80 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's amazing. That's warmer than here.
God bless you. I mean, I have no desire to live there in a place that's that cold full time anyway.
Well, it's not that bad. I'll tell you the one plus to here, though, is the abundance of fresh water that's available to you in the resources in the forest if need be. And
hey, the Ozarks got all the water you'd ever want.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, maybe I should consider a move.
Hey, you know, it's the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks have a lot going for them.
Yeah.
A very mild winter by comparison. Not many people. All the water you want, all the woods you want. And we don't have areas where you can grow row crops. You know, you're not going to see fields of corn or soybeans or wheat down here. They tried it around 1900. It simply didn't work out.
Well, but it is definitely beautiful down there. I love that area.
Oh, it is. But we were talking about the music industry and these vile, disgusting lyrics on these rap songs before the break.
Yeah. Well, I've been touring around the world in the music industry at a very high level for the past 11 years, and in that time alone, of course this has been going on much longer, I have noticed an unbelievable degradation in the mentality and behavior of the audiences that is unmistakable. And I do believe that there's somewhat of a plan going on here, but it's unmistakable the effect it's having. And dumb your population down and they won't resist, you know?
Well, absolutely. There's the population in general, and it's not just rap music.
No.
Rap music is part of a much bigger program going on.
Yes.
And I go to a lot of different places. I was in a real upscale high school recently there on some business, and the instructors, the teachers, look like they shop at Goodwill, and the students look like they dress trying to mimic homeless people.
It was
shocking, and this is an area where, you know, these students are the children of upper middle class people coming from homes worth $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 homes. Their parents are professionals. It was quite shocking, to be frank. It was quite shocking.
Yeah, I see a similar type of thing all the time, and at the risk of alienating some of my bosses, they're not too far off from that sometimes. And these are very wealthy people in a lot of cases. The way
yes.
they act and conduct themselves is just, I separate myself from it as much as possible. And
it is.
And, yeah, it's a very strange reality, doing this sort of thing for a living and seeing the things that I do. And I'm sure there are similar experiences out there for people to observe.
Well, all right, and I understand, Lonnie, and our entire society is going that direction, unfortunately.
It is, and it's interesting because you do your best to influence the people around you to do the right thing and get back on track. And, you know, guys are out, unfortunately, getting drunk and doing drugs all the time, and I'm studying outdoor survival, buying M14 parts and dehydrated food and listening to people like yourself. And in my work box with all my tools and everything, I have wireless internet and speakers, and I'll, you know, have a program like yours or James McCanney's on. And 100% of the time, every day, somebody comes up and is like, what are you listening to? I've never heard anything like this. And then you open up a door and you go, and you do what you can and try to lead by example, and you hope you make a difference, you know.
Well, you do what you can.
Exactly.
Don't get too caught up with wanting to influence friends, family, coworkers. Simply, I mean, if you can, God bless you, but don't get too caught up in it. You need to focus on what's good for you and your family.
Well, I have a lot of energy, so I try to tackle both.
Well, good for you.
But
do you have any questions this week, Lonnie?
I do. I haven't been home for a while, and I'm home today, and I'm organizing my water filters and dehydrated food and whatnot and listening to you, and I thought of some questions. Some time ago, I had asked you about, in a bug-out situation, how much ammunition you would carry on you. And if memory serves, I have this written down somewhere, but if memory serves, you said 200 rifle rounds plus what's in your magazine on your rifle.
Right.
I believe it was 50 pistol rounds, correct me if I'm wrong,
plus
what's in your pistol. Anyway, my questions, which I should have asked at the time, were how much of that are in magazines, and where are those magazines carried on your person?
Okay. Now, first of all, if you're in a bug-out situation, you're trying to get from point A, where it's dangerous, to point B, where it's safe, you want to avoid contact with human beings you don't know.
Yes.
You absolutely want to do that. You want to be traveling at night along a power line right away, a railroad right away, would be the first two choices because they're going to be far less human beings. U.S. Local roads, county roads, state highways, you don't want to be along any interstates or U.S. highways with too many people. If you're forced to do this on foot, which is what we're talking about, I assume.
Yes.
Waterways are not the best choice because they meander back and forth. You may walk 10 miles to get 20 miles if you're walking along a waterway.
Yes.
You know, power line right-of-ways are an excellent choice. Of course, you're going to be crossing private property, which is problematic, especially if there's dogs or homes. You want to avoid homes. You want to avoid human beings. Now, I'm saying all this, if you have 200 rounds, 200 rounds of 308 is heavy.
Yes.
You know, you're looking at, I don't know, 12, 15 pounds.
I just bought 4,000 rounds of it and had to carry it upstairs. It's very heavy.
Oh, man. Well, you're not going to carry 4,000
rounds. No, you know? Obviously.
A couple of magazines is probably all you need. You know, if you're an infantryman, you're probably going to have a dozen loaded magazines. But this is not who you are. You're going to have a couple of magazines loaded, maybe a couple more for backup in a bug-out situation. And the way to carry them, quite frankly, is in stripper clips and have them in bandoliers.
Right.
And to eliminate as much weight as possible. These cloth bandoliers with stripper clips, you can reload and just have a couple of magazines. And in fact, even just one magazine, you can reload your M14 and just have that one magazine. And as you're using up ammunition in a firefight or a bug-out situation, you just put another 5 rounds in there and keep moving and shooting and trying to get away from whoever doesn't want to hurt you.
Right.
Most people, once you've shot at them one or two times, are not going to pursue you.
Right.
Unless they're crazy or a disciplined military person or former military person.
Right.
Most people, once they've been shot at once or twice, are not going to want to, they just won't do it. Unless they're crazy or a disciplined military person or prior military. It takes all the fun out of it once you understand there's hot lead coming at you.
Yeah, it certainly does.
It does.
I would imagine.
You know, and if you've got a way to move without observation and get away, you do it. Yeah, standing your ground and fighting is insane in a bug-out situation. You want to put down a couple of rounds, get that hot lead downrange, and get the hell out of Dodge. And move at a 90 degree angle away from this person that wants to cause you and your loved ones harm. 200 rounds under those conditions will last you a really long time.
Okay. And next quick question that would ties into that is, what would be a reasonable maximum distance that you would cache food, ammo, and whatnot? In other words, the location you would be going to.
Okay, 10 miles. The pioneers moving west, they move 10 miles a day.
Okay.
If you're moving on foot in unfamiliar territory, especially if it's hilly, wooded territory, 10 miles is a pretty good distance. Now, that first day, you're trying to get out of Dodge. Say you're in live near a dense urban area. And if you're healthy and young, you may move 20 miles that first day. Because you'll be all full of energy and adrenaline, and you'll move 20 miles that first day. You're not going to move 20 miles every day unless you're a healthy 20-year-old, you know, carrying a not-too-heavy backpack.
Right, okay.
It's extremely difficult to move more than 10 miles a day on foot with a backpack in hostile territory. You're moving along a power line right away. You're moving along a railroad. Now, a railroad is going to be fairly flat because of the engineering involved. You may have long grades, but they'll be smoothed out. If you're moving on a power line right away, you're going to be going up and down with whatever terrain happens to be there.
Right.
You'll be moving in a straight line, but a power line right away is going to go up and down with whatever happens to be in the way, with no consequences and no making smooth and flat like a railroad right away will do.
Right. That's good advice.
Oh, yeah. This is serious stuff.
I take it very seriously. Obviously.
And getting too optimistic about how far you can move in any given night is a huge mistake. If you plan on, if you're healthy, you have no disabilities, you're not carrying 50 pounds around your gut that you shouldn't be, 10 miles a day is a reasonable amount to assume for moving cross country. If you can do more, God bless you. So having your cache every 10 miles would be a reasonable thing to do. The cache being some MREs or freeze-dried food, maybe a couple of quarts of water, maybe a couple of pairs of wool socks or a blanket. That's all your cash is going to be. It's not going to be anything really sophisticated.
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of March, 2007. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about survival. We're talking about a bug-out scenario and moving across country with Lonnie in Canada. Lonnie, you're still there.
So you're talking in 10-mile intervals. Then I guess the next question would be, what would be the maximum distance you would look at for a more, you know, permanent location?
As far as getting, as far as being away from your retreat, is that the question?
Yeah, like if for some reason you felt like you had to leave your permanent residence, you would say had some topographic maps. You get yourself set up. 10-mile intervals, what would be the furthest distance you would consider for getting yourself to your next location you're going to set up for any real length of time?
Now you're talking about having a site already set up and waiting for you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, clearly the closer the better.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you want to have a prepared place where there's food and water and shelter waiting for you, all set up and ready to go. Maybe there's people already there set up and expecting you and looking forward to your getting there. That would be the ideal situation.
Right.
As the old commercials say, we'll leave the light on for you. Well, clearly, the closer the better. And the less towns and less people you have to pass by between point A and point B, the better. Transportation, other than the feet, is far better, whether it's truck or a motorcycle, a mountain bike. Anything is better than going on foot, a boat, airplane, whatever. If you're stuck with going on your feet, then you better be in good shape and have everything necessary to do so. So there's no single answer for you there, Lonnie.
Of course not. Of course,
it's going to vary from person to person, and people are going to have different situations. I highly recommend the book Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. The new edition is finally out with two new chapters. I haven't got my copy yet. I plan on getting a case and selling it on the website.
I've read not the latest edition, but the one prior.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, and I prepared an index for that book. That's how well I like that book, and I don't know if the author included my index in the new one or not. But he goes through scenarios that cause one to think, and it's an excellent book from that point of view. His website, the author's website, is survivalblog.com. And it's an excellent website, an excellent book.
I'll check that out. I wasn't aware there was a new edition coming out. That's
yes, fantastic. It's finally published. See, it was a little bit late. It was supposed to be out last August, but it's out, and you can go ahead and get it now.
Excellent.
Another question there, Lonnie?
One final question. I'm just about completely getting my firearms to the point where I want them to be, and I'm contemplating adding a shotgun to it. Do you have a preference over a pump action or semi-auto shotgun?
Well, traditionally, the pump action is what police departments and the military uses because of reliability.
Right.
And there's some excellent semi-autos out there. The two pumps that are looked at the most for police and military use are the Mossberg 500 and the Remington 870.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wilson Combat Remington 870 version or the Benelli M2, but...
Well, Benelli makes an excellent product, there's no doubt about it. Remington 870s and Mossberg 500s both meet the military specifications for reliability. And you can't go wrong with any of them. I have a Mossberg 500 myself. I have an old high-standard semi-auto that was a police-issue shotgun back in the 70s. Excellent pieces, and you can't go wrong with any of them.
Okay, sounds good. And on your comment about your class reunion, it is pretty amazing. I'm 41 years old, and I get mistaken for 29, 30, and I'm very happy about that. But I also work at it, and a lot of the people in my same age group, it's just amazing what they're doing to themselves. And it's sad at the same time. It's like, God, drop the sodas. Come on, drop the alcohol and the drugs. Move on.
Yep, I know, but anyway. you do what you can, and these people are going to—they will bear the consequences of their actions.
Many of them already are. It's very sad. Anyway, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Moore.
Okay, Lonnie, thank you. We appreciate it.
Take care.
And let's see, Bob from Tennessee. Bob, are you there, sir?
Hello, John.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I got a couple of things. The first one: family, neighbors, and enemies. And what I'm getting at is the other day we got your report, and we also got the nice little DVD from Jeff Bennett and Robbie Noel, which is really super.
Good.
My wife was riding the other day, and she talked to some neighbors on the road and asked the wife, have you noticed the chemtrails? And she says, no, and her husband rolled her eyes, and they were in a quick hurry to get away. And it seems to be most of the people around here, and I've been here for over 25 years, they don't want to know anything about it.
Right.
And you feel a little reluctant to make any copies of the stuff you've got from RBN and give to them. But then again, you know that down the road, they just may turn out to be your enemy.
Well, you need to be selective about who you give that material to. If they're not receptive to it, they'll think you're a nutcase. And, well, seriously, they will.
Yeah, including family.
And family's the worst. So you need to be selective and talk to them first. And if you think they're receptive, go ahead and give them a copy of that material.
Okay, I'll hold on for another question.
Okay, we got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of March, 2007. We're visiting with Bob from Tennessee. You still there, Bob?
Sure am.
Okay.
I was going to say, since 96, that's when we first started noticing the chemtrails. This year has probably been the worst, and they used to do it primarily in the early morning and sometimes during the day, but now it seems that they're doing it more at sunset and sunrise. And two popular theories is if you spray that stuff just right, the right atmosphere, one, it's going to kind of negate the effects of the sun, and the other one is it's going to help heat up the earth. And after the spring we've had here, we're planting our garden already. This is March. We should have snows for another month.
Right.
And it makes me wonder if they aren't trying to heat the place up.
Well, I don't know. I've heard both theories myself, and I was just commenting to my wife the other day, Bob, it's far too warm for this time of year, far too warm for this time of year.
Well, wouldn't that accelerate the melting of the caps and the slowing down of the Gulf Stream?
Well, those things are happening, and I'm not sure that these chemtrails are going to have much impact on it one way or the other. There may be a slight moderating effect to absorb energy before it gets to the planet. That's my belief. Maybe it's something we should ask Jim McKenna. He's a scientist. I'm not. I'm the private detective, you know. So.
Well, in that case, I have to wonder, just what are they doing? Because I got to admit, I try to be pretty easygoing, but I look at those things every morning and every night, and they kind of make me a little ill, if you know what I mean.
Well, I know, and it's amazing. I took a doctor friend, a chiropractor friend of mine out into his parking lot in front of his office. I said, look at these things. And there was a nice little display of some patterns of chemtrails right above his office. He said, I don't want to know about it.
There, that's what we're getting. We don't want to know. Don't take my joy from me. That's the idea we get.
My with your facts.
I'll end my conversation by saying, when it comes to rap music, I shouldn't be surprised, but I am a little surprised that the Christians have adapted it so readily, especially the kids, and it floors me, especially with even the Christian music, what's in it. So,
I'm saying Christian music, hopefully it's clean stuff.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
And we've got on hold Peter from Canada. Peter, are you there, sir?
John?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey. I wanted to get your opinion on a few things. Are you familiar with the rifle I just came out with in the last year by Robinson Armaments, the XCR?
I'm not. What caliber is it?
223.
Okay. Well, there's a deficiency right there. Go ahead.
They do have a 308 in mind for the fall, but
okay.
You can change the calibers on it. I just wonder if you were, if you knew someone that
semi-automatic magazine fed.
Semi-auto, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the firearm, so I can't really comment on it other than the caliber. The 223 is, as we affectionately call it, it's a poodle shooter.
Yeah.
That caliber was originally developed to shoot at groundhogs from 500 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
The engineer developed that caliber for Remington. That's what was specifically designed as a varmint gun to shoot groundhogs from 500 yards away. And it's quite good for that. It'll just blow the head off a groundhog quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to stopping a determined, healthy human aggressor, time and time again, it's proven to be completely inadequate. And at the ranges we've got in Afghanistan, for example, our troops over there, these special ops guys, they will trade them any day of the week. An M16, M4 will trade it any day of the week for an M14 so they can get their hands on a real rifle that will stop a determined aggressor dependably at any range. I saw this a lot in Vietnam, but most people haven't had that experience. But in the film Black Hawk Down, there was some reality in there regarding the special ops guy that were with those Rangers. The Delta guys had M14s. And every time the M14 spoke up, the skinnies, as they call them, the terrorists, the skinnies went down, where the same skinnies were taking multiple hits from M16s and not going down. And that's your 223 at work.
Mm-hmm. So I take your you recommend anything that's a 3-06 or 3-08.
Well, the 223, the 5.56mm NATO round, is not a dependable man stopper.
Mm-hmm.
It simply isn't, and that's been proven hundreds and hundreds of times. It is not a dependable man stopper, that it can go through the torso or a limb of a human being, and they will still be fighting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Shelf life on bullets. What do you put it at?
Loaded ammunition, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you say bullets, a bullet is a projectile, but loaded ammunition, modern factory ammunition will easily, and when you store it, you need to keep it in a cool, dry, let's say dry, less than 50% humidity, a cool, dry place will store basically indefinitely. 20 years is not a problem at all. 30, 40 years should not be a problem. There's still factory ammunition from World War II that is quite dependable.
Mm-hmm.
So factory loaded ammunition is not going to be an issue. Now, if you want to extend the life maybe a bit, you take some clear fingernail polish and put it over the primer.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help unless it's military. Now, military ammunition will already have this kind of coating on it. Commercial stuff may or may not. But a little clear fingernail polish on the primer will help seal it up and keep moisture out of there. Moisture is the enemy of ammunition. Moisture and heat are the enemy of factory loaded ammunition. Now, in addition, you can get one of these vacuum sealers from Walmart and vacuum pack your ammunition with a vacuum sealer. Vacuum pack it in plastic bags with a little bit of desiccant in there, silica gel.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to get silica gel from an industrial supplier someplace. I don't know offhand where, but vacuum pack it with silica gel, and that'll soak up whatever little bit of moisture is in the bag. And and if you want to get a little serious about it, double bag it. Put it in a bag with some silica gel, vacuum pack it, then put that vacuum bag inside a second vacuum bag and seal it up a second time.
Mm-hmm.
And that ammo is going to last decades if it's packed in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, in using that manner, do you still recommend using the nail polish?
That's kind of overkill.
Oh, okay.
it would be tedious thing. Mm-hmm. If you're going out in the bush say you're going to carry a couple hundred rounds with you, and you're going to be in a high humid tropical environment, and you're going to have to carry a couple hundred rounds, and you want it to last for 6 or 8 months, and those kind of harsh conditions where it's hot and humid, and you got commercial ammunition as opposed to military grade, you may want to go to that extreme then and put clear fingernail polish on the primers.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I don't think I'd mess with it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Good. Now, I know the bullets that have the lead-free primer, they have a lot shorter shelf life, don't they?
I've heard that. I don't know that that's been proven, and I haven't researched it.
Okay.
There's been rumors for years about purpose-built primers that will have a short shelf life to cut down our ability to store ammunition. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not. I haven't researched it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as far as I wanted to ask you a couple questions on the kind of military training that you received, or the kind of military training that they give to other soldiers. Now,
right.
What do they give you any kind of specific training as far as being able to control your adrenaline flow? Because you know how adrenaline can basically make you so tense that you freeze. Like in certain situations, you actually will freeze.
Here's the deal with that, Peter. Training in peacetime is frequently they attempt to simulate combat conditions by various methods. Sleep deprivation, for example, is one of the main ways to get a man overtired and see how he reacts and doesn't react to certain stimulus. I'm not aware of any attempts to specifically allow the soldiers to get pumped up on adrenaline and then see if they can in turn learn how to control it. Adrenaline is a wonderful thing under the right circumstances. It will keep you going when you need to keep going, and give you strength when you need strength. If you're pumped up with adrenaline and have no need for it, you need large muscle exercise. You just need to walk around until you walk that stuff out of your muscles. It's very difficult to sit still when you're all pumped up with adrenaline. It's almost pain. It is painful, quite frankly, because I've been there a number of times to know this. So if you get pumped up on adrenaline, you just need to walk around and get some large muscle movement to get that stuff worked out of your system. It may take an hour or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Just one other quick question. Have you talked to Stan from Biozyme there?
I haven't talked to Stan for, 6 or 8 weeks or so.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering what him and his and the farmers are talking about as far as all the honeybees that are dying off.
Well, there's that plus the drought. The drought in the grain belt continues. I believe this is the third year, maybe the fourth. This is at least the third year of severe drought in the grain belt. And, of course, the honeybees, that's what causes the pollination for so much of what we do in agriculture.
Yeah.
I need to catch up with Stan and get his opinion on that because I'm sure he'll have one.
Have you spoken with Mike Brown from...
I need to catch up. I'm supposed to go tour his factory soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Oh, probably mid to late April before I get down there, when we're going to have lunch and tour the factory, he and I and my wife and another friend of ours, maybe a couple of friends. I'm looking forward to that. And I haven't talked to Mike in a couple of weeks either. What do you need to know about steam engines right now?
No, I mentioned to you once about the, he's supposed to be making an installation DVD.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes.
Did you visit his website? I haven't been there in a couple.
Yeah, no, he has
nothing on there.
He's got his old DVDs. I've already have the ones that he's got on there. Yeah,
well, and I think that specific DVD is being made from people that he has no control over.
Yeah,
it's being made by a pastor who has a outreach involving alternative energy here in Missouri. Larry Rice, he's an evangelist, so I'll. And one of Larry's advisors is a friend of mine. I'll find out what's going on with that. I need to talk to this guy anyway. So we'll do that and report back. If I forget, Peter, you be sure and remind me.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, John.
Thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it. That was Peter from Canada. A lot to this, ladies and gentlemen, this whole preparedness thing, and something that I didn't mention that I need to mention frequently is your spiritual preparedness. We know, and it's not even debatable, we know from the experience of World War II, Korean, Vietnam POWs, American POWs, that the men and women in these POW camps who had a strong spiritual foundation were far, far more likely to survive the POW experience as opposed to those who did not. Frequently, the men and women who did not have a strong spiritual foundation going into a POW camp gave up, got sick, and died, or committed suicide. Frequently that happened. So if you want to put the odds in your favor, now, you know, the John Moore Show is a secular show. I don't preach to you. I am a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, but that's not the purpose of this show. I will share my faith with you to this extent. That's who I am. Whatever your spiritual belief is your choice. I'm going to urge you to search your heart and make sure that your spiritual beliefs are solid and will support you in these hard times coming at us. And if there's young people that you have any influence over, bring them to the foot of the cross also and share your beliefs with them, so that they can have the same strong foundation that you've got to work from. It will help them the rest of their lives. I guarantee it will help them the rest of their lives. Talk a little bit more about preparation here. I have a subscription to Shotgun News, and the last several years, and I'm talking at least 5+ years, you would think that the M16, M4 weapon system was the best thing since sliced bread. From all the variations, all the vendors, the manufacturers getting involved in fabricating firearms and accessories for these firearms, it's astounding. And the way the black rifle, as we sometimes call it, has taken off in popularity. And it's understandable. It's been the standard military issue now since, I believe, 1967 or 1968, somewhere in there. And it has a very unique look about it. It's lightweight. It's fairly accurate. Within what it's designed to do, it's fairly dependable. I think it, we know now within 10 rounds or so how many rounds you can shoot before it will start jamming and failing. It's less than 400 rounds. I think it's about 390 rounds is the number of rounds you can put through them dependably before they start jamming on you. Anyhow, being that as it is, it's not my favorite. I happen to own one. I own a lot of different firearms, and I own a Colt AR-15 heavy barrel. It's a nice piece. I like it. It's accurate, dependable, up to within its limitations. Not my firearm of first choice, however. The M14 is my firearm of first choice. If I have a choice, that's what I'll pick up first. Absolutely. No doubt whatsoever. But we have a break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit solaywellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore, and we're getting close to the top of the hour, the end of the show. It's been fun visiting with all of you. If you haven't seen my website, you need to visit it, thelibertyman.com. If you don't have a copy of my article, You need to get it while you can. No need for panic. $5 might be the best $5 you ever spent. I soon hope to be distributing the Department of Defense report on abrupt climate change. I ran off some copies. My webmaster has a note for me to get it up there, post it on my website so we can get these things out to you guys and gals out there. This is a real deal. It's not politically correct. It makes no mention of human activity being the cause of global warming. It does, however, tell us what will be happening in the future. And in fact, this Department of Defense report was published in October 03, so we've got 3.5-year track record here to observe and make note of the future events they talk about happening in the process of already happening. So that's good there. And hopefully I'll be able to get that out to you guys soon. This coming week, you have the opportunity to get better prepared, to get in better shape, to improve your diet, maybe sign up for a class to get your ham radio license, maybe look into your local junior college, take an EMT course, a paramedic course. Skills, skills, skills. They can't take your skills from you. Skills that will help you in a minor crisis of a local nature or a major crisis of a national nature. Skills that will be very helpful. Skills that will save innocent human life. Learn how to backpack. Learn how to prepare food in the bush. Learn how to clean yourself. Sanitation is extremely important. Getting sick, getting diarrhea will make you a casualty just as quick as a bullet. Absolutely it will. So field hygiene is important. And you can't learn this out of a book. You have to get out there and do it. You cannot learn this out of a book. You're fooling yourself if you think you can. Practice, practice, practice. You're in special forces for 20 years. Guess what? You trained for 20 years. Or you're out in the bush on a real live mission doing what you've learned in training. The training never ends in special forces, ever. Your training is going to be subject to your schedule. You have family, work, social obligations, and so forth. You need to incorporate the training with it to the best of your ability while you can. Hopefully we got a couple of years. I don't know. Best of my knowledge and belief, we do. I could be wrong. Maybe we don't have a couple of years before things really get bad. Use the time we've got. Use it to your advantage. To acquire skills, to acquire equipment, to acquire supplies, now while you can, beginning with the basics. Freeze-dried food and bulk grains, water filters, durable clothing. Of course, weapons and ammunition, of course. And the skills to use all of the above and repair all of the above. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I had fun. I hope you did. Have a great week, and God bless America.
Got headaches?